obviously not a beautiful basketball game in any stretch of the imagination, but always better to win and learn, obviously, than lose and learn like we had to do all week this past week. But I thought that there were a couple things out there that we could build on today as opposed to after the first game. I didn't quite know if there was anything that we could build on. But I was proud of a couple guys and their efforts to do certain things that we've asked them to do. And I do think that there's some things that we can definitely build on from today's game. So go right ahead.
You mentioned those guys that you thought did really well. Is Keandre Cook one of them?
Yeah, I thought offensively Keandre Cook did pretty well. I mean, one of his roles is to score the ball for our team, and he's a really good offensive player. And you know, he is just going through like most of us, going through a learning curve. He is playing with a totally different team than he did last year. In fact, everyone deferred to Keandre Cook last year, and that's not quite the case yet so far this year. And not to say that's right or wrong, but that's just, you know, not the case. I mean, we ran the shot clock down. We gave it to our best one-on-one player. I mean, we're not doing that right now. So, but I thought tonight that he had a good spirit about him. I think this was the first time in his career where he was out on the floor getting shots up before the clock even started. And he's got a lot of room to grow, just like all of our guys. But I was proud of his offensive effort for sure.
Seemed like when you needed the spark in the first half, he was able to step up and give you that.
Yeah, I mean, he was basically the guy, especially in the first half, like you mentioned, and I thought he was ready to go, and he's a senior, you know, and you look at any good team, that the seniors have to be pretty good, especially when you, what I call, dead in the water, and I think we were pretty dead in the water there a couple times, and he just did what seniors are supposed to do. So I'm very proud of his efforts, especially, like I said, offensively.
They got it to six on several occasions in the second half. What did you like about your team defensively at that point when
keeping
them getting closer?
What did I like?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot, if anything, right? We were in the bonus there pretty early. We didn't quite have the same bite in the second half defense. I thought our first half defense wasn't bad, but we didn't quite have the same bite that second half, and I think that's why we started to foul. You know, I think every single call that was made was a legit foul. Not that I ever disagree with a foul, but we just weren't quite as locked in and chomping at the bit to duplicate our defensive first half. And I think that was the message that we sent at halftime. Let's start there. Let's start defense and rebounding, right? Because we got out-rebounded in game one unmercifully. And so that's where we're trying to start. But I think we did a pretty good job rebounding tonight, but still our second half defense in terms of defending without fouling, that wasn't very good.
Turnovers will still be on those 20.
You'd say a little, I'd say a lot. So, you know, a lot of that, I mean, we were just loose with the ball. And again, it was one of those situations to where I've got to do a better job getting guys bought into playing the game the right way, as opposed to their way. So that's coaching. So I have got to do a better job getting these guys to play this game the way it should be played. And if you don't do that, then you're going to turn the ball over. And I didn't think it was anything necessarily that they did, except for the press a couple times. And then it's my job to make sure we're in the right press offense with the right personnel. And so we really struggle with our decision making with the basketball, and we were not playing offense the right way. Countless times I can look up and see a guy attempt maybe a lob pass that was deflected or out of bounds, or it's just not the right way to play.
You mentioned those lob passes. I saw that the team was practicing those pregame. Was that something that you guys were focusing on specifically for this game?
No. I mean, we don't. If a lob's open, you got to throw it. I mean, it's a good pass to throw when you can complete it. But no, I mean, I think any opponent. I mean, sometimes with the way defenses collapse, the pass is over the top, and obviously we've struggled with that a little bit. But we'll have to continue to work on it.
Do you think that this win will kind of help the new team in the right direction, gelling together?
You know, I think it's something to build on. Like I mentioned, I think it's something to build on. I don't know if we're definitely not near our capability, But again, you know, it's like I said last time, we're going to learn the same lessons whether we win or lose. Had a ball bounced our way one other way the other night, we would be 2-0 instead of 1-1, but we would still be the same team. So I think there are some things to build on. You know, there are some challenges that we've made with certain guys that aren't even basketball related, and I think that a few of them did that tonight, right? That's something to build on. Then there are some basketball challenges we've made to people as well, and so I think they tried to do some of that. So it's something to build on, but not by any stretch of the imagination is it a finished product. But the terminology that I'm hearing uses gel, which, you know, if you play the game, if everybody plays the game the right way, then you instantly gel. So I just think that's kind of where we are.
Can you just kind of talk about Tulio De Silva's minutes? I know you said you were trying to get him down. Did that just have to do with Lamont West's
Yeah, Lamont West has been in foul trouble, I want to say, every time he suited up for the Bears, I think, exhibition game, as well as the opener, and then again today. So, you know, I guess that's his MO, right? I'm going to have to figure something out because Tulio cannot play, you know, this many minutes, as well as we're without one of our front court players right now that will play, which will help with the minutes. And also the development of some other guys. They're going to play more. Guys are going to play more. When we start playing better, guys are going to play more. We were just in a bind from a foul trouble standpoint, and that definitely affects those minutes. And we're also going to play, you know, we're going to give opportunity to play four guards around one as we continue to grow and get better, and you know, the year goes on. So it'll be some time for him to rest.
Did you like some of the stuff you saw from Isaiah Mosley?
You know, I've been very encouraged with Isaiah Mosley and Jamonte Black. I thought Isaiah was better, had a better court game tonight than Jamonte, but both those guys are freshmen. And you know what I told our team at the beginning? Because, see, those guys are winners. Those guys are champions, right, Jamonte and Isaiah. And I told our team, I said, one or two things happens if freshmen have to play a lot this year. And one of those things is you're not going to be very good. Right, I mean, who plays freshman at the non-power five level and are very good? Or it means we're going to be really good for four straight years because those guys are playing and they're winning. So we'll see which one it ends up being. But right now, those two guys are playing. And if you ask me if we were good right now or not good, I'd say we were not good. So, but for those two guys, I am very pleased and impressed with their contributions so far. If they can maintain that throughout the year and we can get – the coach can get everybody else to maximize their potential, then we've got a pretty good product. So, but I'm very happy with Isaiah and Jamonte.
Last